when he said it, it's like, did I hear what I think I just heard? It was like a delayed reaction, just because I think everybody kind of went through that. And it was like, yo, we know what we just heard, and wow, that is real. Never would have expected that to be, you know, the outcome of, you know, of everything that we went through, the sacrifices that, you know, our brothers made, and, you know, not just us, but our family members have made to allow us to be there. It just kind of came around full circle. Just like, wow, now I'm really going to be able to get come out and go into the world and have a better opportunity to do something with myself, because I won't be, you know, having to deal with the reality of paying off student debt. I mean, my wife has, she went to Spelman College, and, you know, she graduated 2 years ago, and I mean, we're going through that now just with her. And so, you know, the fact that I'm free of that now just gives us more room to do what I was sitting here to do.
I was going to say, one of the things that was asked of you all was to pay it forward. Have you looked at it, evaluated what you want to do to try and help others?
My story is a bit unique. I started the journey back in 2011, and I had to take some time away just, you know, because of dealing with real life mental health issues, being young, away from home. I had to take a break, and there was a lot of things that just happened. Just being, you know, I know people out there that have, you know, went to HBCUs and made it through HBCUs, understand there's a lot that goes into going to an HBCU. So there's things internally that happen that can slow up your journey. So it was important for me to come back. But within that time, I've started working with kids, and I've recognized over the years while dealing with my issues that I was, there's a call upon my life to serve, you know, the youth. And yesterday, it really spoke, it was screaming in my head just how important it is that when I'm in a position to really provide opportunities for other people, because I recognize that I'm privileged. As a young Black man, I am privileged. You know, my reality isn't the same reality for most of the people that look like me. So yesterday, I really learned the importance of when I reach the levels that I'm supposed to reach. It's not at that time. It's not for me to celebrate and, you know, live a big lifestyle. Whatever I get, I'm supposed to give it back in order to create more opportunities for people that look like me. And so at some point, we can really thrive, change the statistics, more of us going to school, more of us being professionals, more of us being leaders. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of wild to think about. It's really hard to even grasp, but, you know, he challenged us. He put a charge on our life to do what he did for us, for other people.
That's amazing. So what work are you doing now with kids? You said you're working with kids now?
Yeah. So I work for the San Diego County Public Defender's Office, and I have a caseload, where I go and I visit kids that are incarcerated. And I'm either there to, you know, just a courtesy visit. You know, some of these kids really have been, you know, locked up behind bars since they were, you know, this process started when they were like 12, you know, when they were first introduced to the system. And that lifestyle of being in and out of jail starts early for some of these kids. So I'm really special in my office because, you know, I am the only young Black man that works in my office, and the people that we represent, the most of them are in California, you know, mainly Hispanic, but Black as well. So when they see me, and I'm coming in to visit with them, whether I'm there just to see them and say hello and encourage them, or I'm legal support. So, you know, I'm here to, you know, provide information or get information so we can, you know, work towards their cases in the office and whatnot. Whenever I walk through those doors, they never expect me to be who I am, from the probation staff or the sheriffs all the way down to the client that I'm coming in there to see. So I already have a leg up because now these kids want to know who I am and why am I here. And I think my end goal is to essentially have my own group home facilities and create pipelines for, you know, young minorities that are growing up, that are growing up within the system, to have opportunities to go to schools like Morehouse, Spelman, Howard, Tuskegee, you know. So, and for us in California, we're not connected to that. We're not connected to what we have here in Atlanta. I was fortunate because I went on Black College tours coming up, but that's not a regular thing for us back there. So I'm trying to create that pipeline.
I see. That's awesome. And is there anything else about your story and your journey you think we should know to help better tell it?
Yeah, I'm a man. I'm a 26-year-old man now. I'm now married, and I have a family. I have a son, a beautiful son. But when I started this journey at 18 years old, I had no idea that it would take me this long to get to this point. There were a lot of things that happened to me that, you know, could have prevented me from getting here. And if I can, you know, leave you guys with anything, I think it would to remind people out there is to never underestimate the power of God, to never underestimate, you know, the God, to never underestimate God's timing, the universe's timing. Things happen for a reason. And instead of fighting it and trying to, you know, and allowing it to beat you down, you have to really take a deeper look at yourself and realize, what is it that I'm supposed to learn right now? Learn that and still move forward. If you have to move to the left, move to the left. You have to move to the right, move to the right. But as long as your main movement is going forward, your day will come. My day came yesterday, and it came in a way that I could have never imagined.
I was going to say, you talk about timing. That is an amazing thing with you taking off school and coming back and graduating this semester.
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, things happen. At one point, I was extremely depressed. I was afraid for myself. I was afraid of myself just because in my mind, the timing wasn't happening right. I saw my friends graduate. I saw family members graduate. I have friends that are now lawyers and doctors. And, you know, I was really beating myself up about it. But when it was time, I came back, graduated, and now I don't have any student loans. So the reality of me going to get a professional degree, I'm in a better position to go do that now. I'm not, I don't have to worry about my undergraduate loans anymore.